Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20 and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having shortages of food. The prices are going up. You know what this means? The food stamp program, you know what this means? Seriously. About the school lunch program, all the costs going up. Obviously, when you go into a grocery store, supermarket, all the costs going up. The shelves are less full than they usually had been. There's no question. And I'm not trying to cause there to be a run on anything. But there is, in fact, a worldwide shortage of paper, for goodness sake. Did you know this, Mr. Producer? It's a big secret right now. There's a worldwide shortage of paper. We have massive forests in this country. And I don't even mean old trees. I mean when these logging companies go in, they'll take the trees out, and they grow new ones over a 20- or 30-year period. That's their job. That's their business. Now, every business is coming under attack. Every industry is coming under attack by this administration because the problem isn't big oil or big meat or big logging or big anything. It's big government. The problem is big government, and it cannot manage what it needs to manage, whether it's the border, whether it's the currency, and on and on and on. And yet it just keeps grabbing power. I was warned about this, and I remember I told you when American Marxism was being produced because we were producing so many copies of it. And believe it or not, a lot of paper being used. That there were going to be shortages. We ducked a bullet, but other people have not. And at some point, that book is coming out in paperback. And by the way, in Spanish. Maybe even in Hebrew. Next Farsi. You never know. But anyway, there's a paper shortage. Now, again, I have to admit, I went to... By the way, I love this supermarket chain in Florida called Publix, P-U-B-I-L-I-X. It's basically a state supermarket chain. I love these Publix stores. I really do. There's other good ones, too, Winn-Dixie and all. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, but I happen to like it. And I noticed the paper towel section was a little light. You can see these things. By the way, how do I know about the paper issue? There is a publisher of custom pocket guideline book, 96 pages, of our nation's founding documents and fun facts and so forth, for a group called Our Community Salutes. And Our Community Salutes is an organization that celebrates the young people who've decided to go into the military. That celebrates them. It's a fantastic organization. My wife became a member, I think, of the board. She doesn't run it. She didn't found it. But it has been founded by a gentleman who's absolutely fabulous. And so they, these are all volunteers, and they celebrate the young men and women who are going into the military. And they published this pocket guidebook of 96 pages. And it comes out, it's a beautiful 95-page box printed. It's handed out to the young men and women who are joining the military from high school. It's been delayed until June because of the worldwide paper shortage. But as I'm saying, this is across the board for most publishers. Did you ever think you'd live through the day where an administration predicts food shortages for the United States of America? Don't you remember the day when we used to subsidize farmers not to grow food, or the government would step in and buy excess wheat and excess corn? Remember all that to keep the price up? Now we're going to have shortages? That's not a supply chain issue, ladies and gentlemen. That's not Russia. That's not any of that. When you have a war on fossil fuel, it becomes very difficult to harvest. It becomes very expensive for tractors to run. And guess what? Fertilizer's up this year 128%. Fertilizer includes petroleum products. It's up 128%. I guess that's big fertilizer and big meat. And eggs are through the roof. I guess that's big egg. They're at war with the private sector. They're at war with capitalism. They're promoting a Marxist agenda, this climate change crap. They're at war with our energy system. Do you know a judge just ruled, a federal judge out west just ruled, that state courts can hear lawsuits against our energy companies respecting their failure to report to their shareholders climate change related issues. That is a huge victory. Why am I even bringing that up? Because now these companies are going to be beset with thousands of lawsuits heard in state courts by activist judges going after oil companies. It's going to slow down the process. It's going to drive up the cost. These are sort of Marxist guerrilla warfare tactics, right? That's what they are. Unleash as many lawsuits as you can, delay, drive up the price, and then blame the very victim, blame the very target of your litigation, the oil companies, agri companies, meat processors. And drag him before Congress and have a show trial. Now, in the same sense, Biden is now considering wiping out a substantial amount of the $1.6 trillion. $1.6 trillion owed by 43 million student loan borrowers. Far more than the $10,000 per student that he proposed while running for president. He's met with the Democrats in Congress, Schumer and his comrades. He's actually embracing Elizabeth Warren's agenda and Bernie Sanders. This is going to cost you, the American taxpayer, a fortune, either in direct taxation or further inflation. This money doesn't come from nowhere. In addition to the unfairness and injustice of all this, many people have taken out student loans and have paid them down responsibly or paid them off responsibly. Two-thirds of the American people never took out student loans because they never went to a four-year college. It's actually more than that who've never had student loans. And now you weren't there when they got the loans, but you're going to be there now paying them off. This is really obnoxious. It's absurd. It's unconscionable. This is spreading the wealth from people who have less income to people who have more income. It's redistribution, but it's redistribution to college grads from non-college grads. So the electricians and the plumbers, the taxi drivers and the truckers, all of these folks who don't have a four-year college education, do not have student loans, are effectively subsidizing those who do. Why? Because they're Biden voters. That's what the statistics show. And they're not going to do it today. They're not going to do it tomorrow. They're going to do it in several months closer to the midterm elections. They're going to use your money to buy votes in a most unconscionable and nefarious way. They're going to relieve people of debt that they created, that they assumed were tens of thousands of dollars. Many of you have debt. Many of you have debt you've paid to send your kids to college. You didn't get loans. Many of you have debt. You have a mortgage. You responsibly pay it every month to own a home or property. Many of you have debt on your automobiles, on your trucks, and I could go on and on and on. You don't matter. It's only those who have student loans. Student loans. And, of course, this will add to the inflation level, plus their desire to raise taxes significantly. Absolute insanity. It just continues. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Emergencies can happen at any time. Your power is out, no lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every family to have an emergency radio. Now, Newsmax, one of America's leading news outlets, wants you to get a world band radio free with Newsmax magazine. This powerful emergency radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries with a hand crank generator and includes a super LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, FM band, and even a USB to charge cell phones. This Dynamo emergency band radio retails for $30, but get it free with a discounted subscription to Newsmax magazine. Newsmax magazine, like Newsmax TV, gives you the news you can trust. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. Quantities are limited, so order today.
Listen up.
Yes, enough.
What?
The Mark Levin Show is on the air.
I am ready to start the show.
You're all I need to get by. You're all I need to get by.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, about a week ago we had the former CEO of McDonald's on the program, Ed Renzi, where he said it's enough of this wokeism and enough of these corporations playing politics, that they have a responsibility to their shareholders and to their employees and a responsibility for their products and services. And I looked at another article, just the news, and I saw another former CEO of Best Buy, Brad Anderson, who's the chairman of the board, executive chairman of the board for the Job Creators Network, who was of the same mindset. Sir, how are you?
I'm great. What a thrill it is to talk to you.
Likewise, I really appreciate it. And I have been, and still am, a big buyer over there at Best Buy. Let me ask you a question.
God bless you, Mark.
I am. I walk in there with my Big Mac. It's an amazing thing.
You've made my week.
Well, thank you. It's not easy to run a company. It gets harder and harder when the economy is deteriorating like it is today, with inflation, difficulty getting product, difficulty getting parts. They call it the supply chain. Most of America never heard of that before, and this situation is really quite dire. And yet we have boards of directors, Brad Anderson, and CEOs and other executives who are so focused on politics, and mostly of the left, I might say, when they should be focused on the shareholder. Am I right?
Boy, are you ever. You rail constantly against things that are insane, and I think this is in this territory. We used to have a number of what it cost us every time we lost a customer, and it was a big number, and it was going to cost us a ton of money to win a new one to replace the one we lost. So voluntarily losing a customer because the corporation decides it's going to disagree with them about some principle they believe in is just insane. Plus, corporations are not moral sources of authority. They're groups of people with all kinds of different points of view working to try to serve a customer. And you're serving the customer. You're not telling the customer what to think.
So what do you think's going on here? Is there a new breed? You know, these younger folks come in, that they become board directors, they become execs, but they come out of the same schools, the same indoctrination mills in many respects as so much of society these days. Is that it, or is something else going on?
No, that's a huge part of it. It's only part, but it's a huge part. I noticed this because I was there when Best Buy was a tiny little company, and we created a big company out of it. But there's a big difference between what the kind of people you typically hire to run an established company and the people that create a business. And part of it is because that leadership is coming in, and there already is an established clientele, so they sort of take it for granted. Whereas if you're starting a business, the reason I'm so active with Job Creators Network, which is all about little businesses, is when you're starting a business, every customer is precious to you, and you can start taking it for granted. And I also firmly disagree with a lot of what's going on in education. where I think it actually corrupts young people's minds in relationship to what business is all about and this construct of really serving somebody as opposed to them serving you.
You know, Brad Anderson, I've been struggling with this, and you have hit the nail on the head. Those who actually create and build something and those who come in later and basically manage it. There is a huge difference. There's a big difference of mentality. The people who create the business, and we're talking generalizations, that's okay. The people who create the business are focused like a laser. They're focused like a laser on that business, creating it, expanding it, what can we do to change. And then people come in who benefit from what's come before, and it's, and you're right, it's like teaching, it's much like the rest of life. And for them, it's a different ballgame. So why not push a social agenda and so forth and so on? This wasn't their baby to begin with. That is a brilliant point.
Well, I
it's
think
a very important
market,
point.
Is all of us are in you know, the most thing, important thing, and it's important in terms of work life, too, is do something that gives you a sense of meaning in life. I think that's necessary for all of us. And that is part of work, but it is not a part of the business to make that choice for you. If you're serving somebody in a business, to me, you're getting something very healthily done for your own sense of meaning and everything else. But it is, I think a business should be much like the way we look at separation of church and state for a country. It's going to stay healthy as long as I can work for a company and have any point of view it's coming into the business, and I just align on these things we've got to do. It gives me real diversity of points of view and real diversity of potential people to serve the customer. Once you start narrowing, we only want people with this frame of thinking here, your product is going to just deteriorate. And I think that for somebody building a business, it's so natural to see that, but it is so easily corrupted.
Whatever happened to a fiduciary duty to the shareholders, the people who invest in the company? Whatever happened to building a brand and that sort of thing? I mean, take a look at Disney. What's happened there is horrific. I mean, I think old man Disney would go, what in the hell have you done to my baby here, my company here? And then they bring on the granddaughter, like she had something to do with something, because her name's Disney. What the hell does she have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. But to push this agenda?
Go ahead.
I'm old enough to remember when I was young that Annette Funicello was one of the biggest stars, and and Walt Disney wouldn't let her appear in beach party movies with her belly button uncovered. So, it's a little different from what it was during Walt's era.
It really is. So let me ask you this. How do we push back? I've argued that people should attend shareholder meetings, that not just leftists who hate capitalism should show up at these meetings, or these huge investment companies that, you know, that want to control the boards of directors. We've seen some of them head by fairly radical people. That the common person who owns some of these shares should begin to show up at some of these shareholder meetings and ask, what are you doing for the bottom line? What are you doing for me, the shareholder? Why are you involved in all this politics? Brad Anderson, if you can hold on and answer that question, if you don't mind, when we come back. Brad Anderson is the former CEO of Best Buy. You've all been there. Executive Chairman of the Board for Job Creators. Last week we spoke to the former CEO of McDonald's and Ed Renzi. These are men who really built these companies into what they are today. We'll be right back.
You know, I sure don't like the look of where the world is heading right now. Do you? The Ukraine-Russian war, gas going up, oil going up, fertilizer going up, wheat going up, in fact, all food going up? I already have my IRA with Noble Gold, so I'm safe from inflation. But I'm going to add to it. If you don't have a precious metals IRA right now, you must be crazy. I've been a customer of Noble Gold a couple of years now. I heard from them here and got in touch. I've never looked back. I'd urge you to do the same if you're worried about the way inflation's going. They have a brilliant team of experts who run through your options and help you to keep safe. And if you're quick, this month for any qualified IRA, you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Investing involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own eatable groceries. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom vegetables you couldn't find in the store. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Goldleaf Nursery, back open Wednesday through Saturday.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's a disaster, as are so many of these companies. And Brad Anderson is the former CEO of Best Buy and executive chairman of the board for Job Creators Network. And they're helping to promote jobs, small businesses, and so forth. But among other things, they're also speaking out against what's happening, the politicization of the boardroom and so forth, which is really quite shocking. So it's a pleasure to have you, Brad Anderson, and all those years to shop at Best Buy. And I want to ask you a question. That is, we have millions of people listening, and they're thinking, well, what can I do about this? Is there anything people can do about this? Consumers.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier going to annual meetings, and I'm in favor of doing that, but I wouldn't expect that to work. And after I retired, I served on as many as 7 boards at once, between nonprofits and for-profits. And I think typically there's an arrogance in the boardroom that probably would mean that they would look at this something to be managed as opposed to really listening to, which is a symptom of what we talked about earlier. I think the most effective way for people is to use social networking. And, you know, the reason that companies, and one of the big reasons that their actions are almost always to the left is that's where the pressure is coming from. And I think, at some point, as we're starting to see with some of the stocks that some of these companies have been impacted, you do enough damage even to an established brand that would get noticed in the boardroom. And I think getting out and telling your own personal story about your relationship with the company and why the company's abusing its relationship with you can be very powerful. And with the social networking that's available to us now, I think it's the place to go.
And I think with the changes coming, what's that?
Force the boards to listen to you.
And I think with the changes coming at Twitter, I don't mean political changes. I mean simply.
Yeah.
The objectivity that Elon Musk is trying to promote here, that gives people who really have had enough even a bigger opportunity to get on there and to express themselves and to coordinate these movements that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I think Twitter is a particularly good vehicle for that purpose because of the way it's structured, especially if it's not dominated by bots.
Not dominated by what?
Bots.
Bots. He says he's going to get rid of bots if he can.
Yeah, well,
is that possible?
Gets rid of bots, because that's one of the things that you could always argue that it's just bots attacking us. So if they really make it authentic and it's really customers talking back to companies about getting diversity onto the board, I mean intellectual diversity onto the board, I think that's the most likely thing I can think of that would be effective.
A lot of the attacks on Rush Limbaugh, and he and I talked about this, were these bots. Were they created the impression that there were far more people angry with him over something he said or something he didn't say than actually really existed. And that's part of the problem that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and in a company, that is usually going to come through to the communication department, which is often going to be dominated by leftists anyway. So they're going to come back and say that they have little vested interest in maybe analyzing whether it's bots or not. So if Twitter itself cleanses itself, I think that's going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you. If people want to learn more about what you're doing and Ed Renzi's doing and our friend who founded Home Depot is doing, Marcus, Bernie Marcus, where do they go?
Job Creators Network. Go to our online, and we're always looking for new members. And whole
that's
focus
the job
for small business.
To help small business.
Job Creators Network. Yep.
.com, I assume.
Yes.
Job Creators Network, Job Creators Network. People will check it out. I want to thank you, Brad. Appreciate it, my friend.
My goodness, it's been fun, Mark.
Amen. Same here. Take care of yourself. I never met any of these individuals before, ladies and gentlemen. But these are some of the men, and we'll have women too, who've made America what it is today. And are very troubled by what they see, particularly in the corporate boardrooms and corporate executives, that is, corporatists, as I've been calling them and as I coined. as am I. Somebody with a deep association to Media Matters should never be on the board of directors of a broadcast company, period. Period. Let alone one that owns conservative talk radio platforms. You see these guys. There's no way that Ed Renzi would do that. He'd never put somebody from PETA on the board of McDonald's, would he, Mr. Producer? Any more than I think Brad Anderson, the former CEO of Best Buy, would put somebody on his board that objects to the core business that he conducts. I mean, it's just it's nuts. It's really bizarre. You know, it's no secret that Americans are more divided than ever, and it's not just over what policies will improve our country. It's a lot worse than that. It's over whether America is great at all, whether America deserves our love, whether America will exist as we know it. That's why in Primus, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty is so important. It's its 50th year anniversary. 50th years. Primus looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. And it has featured speeches given by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. As you know, I was in Colorado Springs a few weeks back. I travel very rarely, and I speak even less. And I never take honorarium. Or I have it given to a lost dog and cats, but rarely ever even do that. And I was there at this fantastic event with about 1,000 people. They could have had 5,000 people at this event, celebrating Hillsdale in Primus and their mission. As you know, they're a major sponsor of this program that makes this program possible. And they reach beyond the college campus. They reach throughout the country, throughout the world, making all kinds of courses, information available to you. And they put their money where their mouth is. You see these colleges like Yale and Harvard, they sit on their endowments. Very painful, but they sit on them nonetheless. Hillsdale is spending its money making investments in liberty. And also alternative schools throughout the country. It's a fantastic college. I'm very proud to be associated with. I've been associated with the president of Hillsdale probably for over 30 years. And the college for 20 years. In fact, they began promoting the college on talk radio on two shows, mine and Rush Limbaugh's. And so they have great people, great speeches in Primus, including Victor Davis Hanson, so many more I can't name them. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive in Primus absolutely free. Do you get a copy? Why don't you join us? It's free, and you're going to love it. It's like one of the colonial pamphlets showing up at your house every month for absolutely no charge. And we always look forward to receiving them at the Levin household. So my friends at Hillsdale and I want you to have a free subscription. And to get your free subscription, it's very simple. Go to LevinForHillsdale.com, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com right now. That's LevinForHillsdale.com. We have a number of guests coming up in the course of the week, next week. These elections and these primaries are hot and heavy. There's a couple authors. Bill O'Reilly has requested to come on. I always love talking to Bill O'Reilly. You know, he and I used to hate each other's guts. You remember that, Mr. Producer? But we figured out, you producers have a lot of power. It was producers that caused the problem. It's like Beck and me. We used to, now we're buddies. Again, producers caused the problem. Not you, Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer is the nicest guy in the world. But intermediaries. So I like Bill O'Reilly. I've met him now. He's a good guy. And so he'll be on the program, too. And we'll have some more candidates on because we're getting down to it. There's early voting in Ohio. People know where I stand on that. Johnny Swan over there at Axios. He knows where I stand. Excuse me. I say, Johnny. Johnny has a distinct burp in his verbiage. Leslie Berland, Twitter CMO. Twitter CMO, a something of communications, from a meeting Monday in a leaked audio, we want to thank Project Veritas, which is constantly under attack by the FBI and the DOJ and the New York Times. This is a fantastic group with a fantastic young leader in James O'Keefe. Cut nine, go!
How does the board and Mr. Musk plan on dealing with a mass exodus, considering the acquisition is by a person with questionable ethics?
Now, I can answer this for Mr. Musk, if I may. The exit's over there. Drag your ass out of there and go join Disney. Get the hell out of here. Or maybe you can work for Nike in China. Maybe you'll enjoy that. Or maybe you'll enjoy working for Apple in China. Go ahead. But drag your ass out of here, and the faster the better. Questionable ethics, they said, Mr. Musk. You know what that's based on, ladies and gentlemen? These constant attacks and filings against him in the Securities and Exchange Commission, where the bureaucracy is highly politicized and anti-business. Oh, so he must be unethical. He must be unethical. So these are the dead-enders. These are the hardcore lefties that are used to controlling your speech. And they don't like the fact that now this is going to be a private company. So they need to go. Mass exodus? Are you kidding me? A lot of people would love to work there. Love it. Love it. Go ahead.
Who will keep Elon accountable and how? Elon made it clear.
You don't have to keep Elon accountable. It's a private company. The hell do these people think they are? They've created nothing. This is where the inmates really are in control of the asylum. How can I be sure that the questionable ethics of Elon Musk won't affect my job? And what about that? Am I going to bother? Go to hell. I'll be right back.
Much loving.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company, and why Megastar Financial?
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts so you both stay comfortable all night. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept.
Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. And now save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed Queen, now only $12.99. Lowest price ever, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Charm smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Americans are the embodiment of determination, spirit, and grit. And at Redland Cotton, that American spirit is grown and sewn into every piece of their bedding, bath towels, and quilts. Quality starts at the ground level for Redland Cotton. Please listen to this. Their bedding's made from 100% cotton, and it's grown every year on the Yeager family farm in the state of Alabama. And most importantly, every piece of Redland Cotton is manufactured right here in the USA, which makes it a rarity. From South Carolina to Texas to Maine, Redland Cotton is utilizing the American textile industry and creating jobs supporting American families. This is a big deal because the textile industry in America has been, and in many respects is dying, but there's Redland Cotton. They don't give up. Red-blooded Americans, since its beginning in 2016, Redland Cotton makes crisp, cool, heirloom quality linens built to last a lifetime. And they're making bedding the way it used to be done, when quality and attention to detail mattered. Don't give your money to another woke corporation making bedding in China or India or getting cotton from God knows where. We patriots, we should shop at America's Linen Company. That's Redland Cotton. Just go to redlandcotton.com. That's redlandcotton.com, all one word. Make sure you use code Levin, L-E-V-I-N. Why? You'll get 20% off your purchase today. So, decide what you want to purchase. Think about Mother's Day, sheets, the number of beds you had, maybe even the number of homes, whatever it is. And pile it all up today so you can get 20% off your purchase today. That's redlandcotton.com. Use code Levin, L-E-V-I-N. I stand fully behind this product. We have it, and I love it. We have it in Virginia, and we have it in Florida. Because, as you know, I'm transitioning. You know what I mean. That's redlandcotton.com. Code Levin. Redlandcotton.com, code Levin, 20% off your purchase today. Please check it out. You're going to love it. And by the way, it's packaged beautifully for Mother's Day or any day. When it arrived for us, I said, what is this? Beautiful. And by the way, you don't need to get a second mortgage on your house either to buy it. Some of these companies, it's, you know what it is, it's the best you'll ever get. You go, whoa, 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 they're taking me to the cleaners. Not with Redland Cotton.
These are great people, too. I've spoken to them. They are absolutely fantastic people. They're your kind of people. Notice it's called redlandcotton.com. Code Levin. It's an honor to have them as a sponsor. And by the way, it's an honor to have all of our sponsors. Joy Reid, Comcast, NBC, MSNBC is spreading racism of the most horrid and vile kind in this country through a number of racists, but no bigger than Joy Reid. Cut 12, Mr. Producer, on Elon Musk's companies. Go.
It was distressing to a lot of people, not least of which the people who work at Twitter, who, you know, in their internal slacks are really a lot of them are wringing their hands, probably not all of them, but a lot of them, and just worried about what becomes of their company. Elon Musk's companies have a history of open racism. You know, there's been this lawsuit against Tesla, and he himself is a troll. So his idea of freedom means freedom to be a jerk and to be cruel and to have no one be able to stop you.
This is from Madam Homophobe, who lied about her tweets. Madam Anti-Semite, who lied about her tweets. Madam I Hate White People, right in your face. And I hate black people who don't agree with me. That is her, not me. Cut 13, go.
They don't want to just be in the club. They are on the, you know, they've been described as being on the outside of the culture looking in through the glass. But they don't just want to come in. They want to come in and be able to punch people in the face and walk around and laugh about it and not have anyone be able to stop them. The thing is, the enjoyment they get out of being in this town square is being able to harass people, being able to attack people. There was a time when people had the double hashtags around their names because they were Jewish, and right-wingers were saying, get in the oven anytime you made any benign comment on Twitter. They attacked women. The misogyny was crazy on Twitter for a while. Elon Musk, I guess he misses the old South Africa in the 80s. He wants that back.
He misses the old South Africa in the 80s, and he wants it back. This is a hideous human being. Hideous. I'm surprised she hasn't been hired by The View yet, quite frankly, where they could have a sixth seat for their sixth putrid, phony fraud with no talent and no substance. Ask yourself, why does Comcast Corporation put up with this? Do they really believe this is our country? She is one sick fool. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, and emergency personnel. Our trucker friends, thank you. Well, all of our blue-collar friends and white-collar friends, and of course, the men and women in Ukraine, we stand with you. We really do. And I will see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Redding with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russia cut off natural gas to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria on Wednesday and threatened to do the same to other countries. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's no surprise.
This is the type of step, the type of almost weaponizing energy supplies that we had predicted that Russia could take in this conflict.
The move, condemned by European leaders as blackmail, marked a dramatic escalation in the economic war of sanctions and counter-sanctions that has unfolded in parallel to the fighting on the battlefield in Ukraine. New York's highest court has sided with Republicans in their challenge to a gerrymandered voting map that was drawn up by Democrats. Bob Agnew reports.
The New York Appeals Court ruled the voting districts were drawn up in what it called a partisan manner aimed at giving an advantage to Democratic candidates. The Democrat-controlled state legislature drew up the district map after a redistricting commission deadlocked and was unable to complete the job. In its ruling, the court said the state legislature responded by, quote, creating and enacting maps in a non-transparent manner controlled exclusively by the dominant political party. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has assured colleagues he never asked then-President Donald Trump to resign over the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol. In a meeting Wednesday, McCarthy defended his private conversations around the siege, which have jeopardized his leadership. That's according to two Republicans in the room for the private meeting who were granted anonymity to discuss it. They say McCarthy, who is in line to become House Speaker if Republicans win control in the fall midterm election, received a standing ovation. But McCarthy was challenged by two lawmakers, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said they felt singled out by McCarthy's reported criticism. On Wall Street, the Dow by 61 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Former President Trump is appealing a New York judge's decision to hold him in contempt of court and fine him $10,000 a day.
The contempt charges for failing to adequately respond to a subpoena issued in the state attorney general's civil investigation into Trump's business dealings. His lawyer questioned that legal basis, arguing in court papers that Trump responded properly to the subpoena and that the attorney general's office had failed to show his conduct was calculated to defeat, impair, impede, or prejudice the investigation. Trump, a Republican, has been fighting with the state attorney general, a Democrat, calling her investigation a political witch hunt. Julie Walker, New York.
French President Emmanuel Macron's re-election has bolstered his standing as a senior player in Europe. Macron's now expected to push for strengthening the 27-nation bloc and try to end the war in Ukraine. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Safety experts are looking at what might be learned after a December tornado tore apart an Amazon warehouse.
When a twister struck a large Amazon delivery center in Edwardsville, Illinois this winter, the building collapsed and six workers died. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration says the company's weather procedures met minimum safety guidelines, but that Amazon, with warehouses all across the country, still needs improvements to protect workers during severe weather like hurricanes and tornadoes. Regulators sent a hazard alert letter to the Seattle company on Tuesday. OSHA officials found some employees couldn't recall the location of the facility's shelter or ever participating in severe weather drills. An Amazon spokeswoman says they'll consider the agency's recommendations and have already begun conducting additional drills at their sites. I'm Jennifer King.
Microsoft says cyber attacks by state-backed Russian hackers have destroyed data across dozens of organizations in Ukraine and produced a what they call chaotic information environment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Good evening, Northern California. Welcome to the end of the world. We're going to go full send conspiracy tonight. My good buddy James Mazzotta is off watching a movie on the front lawn of the Reading Civic Auditorium. So I figured this evening we'd have some fun. We're going to go full send conspiracy. I got my good buddy Colin here. I think he's 3 degrees, 33 degrees further than I am down the conspiracy hole. But if you want to join in on the conversation, because I think this is going to be fun. So west of I-5, 605-4567. East of I-5, 605-4567. Or you can join us online, kcnr1460.com. So these are interesting times that we are in. And I would say a lot of people are waking up, some pleasantly, some not so pleasantly. And you may have heard of the term taking the red pill or the blue pill. And sometimes you take the red pill involuntarily. And once you see it, it's kind of a jarring thing. I used to think that the term conspiracy theorist was a bad thing. But I've learned over the last couple of years to actually embrace it. The definition of a conspiracy theorist nowadays is somebody who questions the official narrative. And we live in interesting times where you're not even allowed to question the narrative. You just have to go with the official narrative. And, you know, there's no fun in that. So my good buddy here, Colin. Say hello, Colin.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
This is Colin's first time on the radio. So for him, it's the end of the world, too, but in different manners. I've known Colin for almost a year now, and we get together every Saturday or so, and we talk about, and there's a bunch of us that get together, and we just literally talk about everything and anything under the sun that's moving.
Literally.
That's moving, right? And without the filter of the official narrative. I would say for myself, probably one of the best things I did probably about 8 years ago, is turn off cable, all of cable. So no more cable news. No more CNN, no more Fox, no more MSNBC, none of that. And I didn't know it at the time, but now I'm realizing that was one of the best things I ever did. Colin, why don't you give us a little introduction to who you are? You don't have to go into too many details. We need to keep your identity hidden a little bit. But give us a little hint of who you are and when you, quote-unquote, started to wake up.
A guy at work showed me the signs and symbols that Hollywood movie stars do, as far as like throwing up the hand symbol, like the OK symbol over their eye, like 666, one eye symbolism, that kind of stuff. So I just started digging deep, and then once I realized that the astronauts do it too, I realized that they're all part of the same club.
Same club, that one-eye club.
The one-eye club.
The same one eye that happens to be on the back of our $1 bill.
Correct.
That we don't really pay attention to, but we're participating in this we're participating in this one-eye club every single day.
Yes, we are.
Whether we want to or not. So where did the rabbit hole lead you?
You brought up the whole 33rd degree, so, I mean, that's a huge part of it, and we hear that number all the time everywhere, especially NASA uses it a lot. We could dive down that
Where'd you go?
Freemason rabbit hole.
Give us an idea of where you went when did you go down the space route?
Where have I not been? Probably a little over a year ago, So I looked into the Flat Earth Society, and anybody that dives down that hole, don't go to the Flat Earth Society. They will lead you astray. They're paid opposition, probably from the CIA, I would imagine.
It is funny when you look at the Flat Earth Society that they actually started there around about the same time as NASA by a couple of people who knew each other, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so you went down the space rabbit hole, and how did that make you feel?
At first I turned away from it, and I had other people tell me, oh, no, that's fake. And then I just started looking further and diving down further and realized, okay, well, this looks like a lie to me. And once we found out, I mean, we know the truth about 9/11, so.
Well, not everybody knows the truth.
You're right.
We'll get to that one. Because I was still asleep during 9/11, I got to say, right? And then, so we have a little waking up moment. So for me personally, I've always been kind of interested in the relationship between the crown, the British crown, and the United States, right?
Right.
So it's been very interesting to me because there was something not quite right there. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And then when you start to break down the whole maritime law thing, that we are actually under maritime law for the most part, and that our time and location is based upon maritime law, and the starting point is the City of London, right?
Yeah.
And the Crown, and that the Crown pretty much owns the bulk of the United States. It gets a little strange. But when I started to wake up a little bit was what was it? Benghazi. Right. I was still asleep during 9/11. I actually bought the whole thing. Like those darn terrorists.
Yeah.
You know? Bin Laden, how dare he, right? Like,
right.
I bought that. I actually bought that. But for me, it wasn't until the Benghazi thing happened when all of a sudden there was some things that didn't quite make sense. Like the official narrative didn't make sense to me at all. And that opened up a whole can of worms from that moment on. And then somebody tried to wake me up to 9/11, and I couldn't quite get it. And then what was her name again? A doctor. I'm gonna have to look it up. And it's if you haven't seen it, it's a great series. It's a great long time video. It's where did the towers go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did the towers go? And it shows you how to look at the 9/11. Scenario with critical eyes, and just ask them. So this is the one thing I've learned about being a conspiracy theorist, is oftentimes it just requires a very simple question, a very easy, very, very easy question, like where did the towers go? People say, what do you mean? Where did the towers go? Right? They didn't come. We think the whole thing came tumbling down. But when we look, we realize that there was nowhere near enough rubble on the ground.
Correct.
To match the weight and the volume of the towers. And it isn't until you slow that whole thing down and actually see the towers evaporate into thin air. And that was really bizarre.
Yes, very bizarre.
And it was just a question, right? Where did the towers go? So what other rabbit holes have you – well, you've been down all of them. What's one of your favorite rabbit holes?
Favorite, not favorite, probably Pizzagate. I know a lot of people think that is insane, but
– we have 1 minute.
That's, Pizzagate is really – it's a very dark, dark rabbit hole.
That was very dark.
It's still dark, but it's good being awake, though, and seeing what actually happens to our kids.
Yep. Well, many people don't want to go down that route because it's very dark, right? It's very dark. It happens. I think people would be very surprised to find out how much it actually happens.
Very, very surprised.
So, awesome. Well, tell you what, let's get into a very specific topic here when we get back, and we'll get into the whole flat Earth thing because I think that's a very intriguing subject.
Very fun topic.
And it's all around you, right?
It is.
Cool. So thanks very much, and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Yes, welcome back. As Adele says, this is the end. At some point, the sky will fall when it crumbles. I always thought that was an interesting lyric. So let's talk about flat Earth, right? Because I'm one of those who people you got to be careful who you talk to people about it, right? Because people say, oh, aren't you embarrassed that you actually believe it, buy into this? And I'm like, well, you know what was embarrassing is that 3 years ago I actually thought I knew what it was all about. And when you start to look at it I was one of those who actually full on believed that we went to the moon. I bought it. I bought it, right?
I bought it too.
I bought it. I bought that we went to the moon. I'm like, oh, of course we went to the moon. But then in 2020, 2021, with 2021 eyes, when you look at the, a good one is to look at the Apollo spacecraft, quote unquote, taking off from the moon, right? And you look at it. And all you got to do is you go, okay, does that look real to you or not?
Well, I was wondering who filmed them leaving.
Even my daughters, Madison and McKenna, who are 12 years old, I showed them the video without even saying anything, right? And the first thing they said is, well, who filmed that? Who panned the camera of the Apollo taking off from the moon's surface? And what about those rainbow sparkles coming out of the spacecraft, right? And so it's just a very simple question without much explanation, but it's like, well, does that look real to you? Does that look real to you? We are now so used to making videos on our iPhones and video productions and all that kind of stuff, and even my daughter can make better videos than that. And so when you look at it, you go, yeah, that definitely looks fake. And then you go back in time and you realize that they were actually broadcasting that live over the television networks, and people were actually buying into that. Well, I don't want to say buying it. They were fed that,
yes.
Right? They were fed that narrative. Look,
we're
at the moon. We're on the moon. And it's not until you start seeing one little trigger. All it takes is one little trigger to go, wait, there's something not quite right there, right? And so, and I'll be honest, I was one of those who took that for granted. Went to the moon. Yeah, no problem. But then, forgot the name of that NASA guy who, when they interview him, say, yeah, we've lost all the technology. We don't have the technology anymore to go back to the moon, right? You're the Mr. Video Archive.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we lost all the records. We lost all the information, all the technology that it took to go to the moon, yet we're sending spacecraft supposedly to Mars, right? So there's a huge disconnect there.
Right.
So then we started looking into it, right? So the question is, what is the official narrative, right? And how do you prove that you're on a globe? How do you prove that? And people are and I was one of those, very gullible. I said, well, you just look at the pictures of the Earth, and you look at that. And then they'll admit to you point blank that they're all photoshopped, right? There's no such thing as a photograph.
Well, then also, too, like, why would our government lie to us?
Well, so...
Once you start seeing all this other stuff, then you're like, okay, I mean...
You would never believe that our government's plural would lie to us, right? You don't want to. You don't want to believe that. But it's not until you see what's going on now. I mean, you can tell, right? What you got?
So Don Pettit is the NASA guy that says that we lost the technology to go back to the moon.
We lost the technology.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We destroyed the technology.
Destroyed the technology.
And it's a painful process, but he would go back on nanosecond if we could.
Right.
So interesting that was, 60 years ago?
That's just one little piece of information that's worth just pondering, right? Just for yourself. We destroyed the technology to go back to the moon.
Yes.
Right? Just think about that for 1 second. We destroyed the technology to go back to the moon. If you're any kind of critical thinking, does that make any sense to you? Does it make any sense to you that we destroy the technology to go back to the moon?
Well, I mean, you know, they say we're at Mars, but we can't go back to the moon.
That's right. So then you look at the moon, right? Then you look at the moon. It's kind of fun to look at the moon, especially during the day, because all of a sudden you realize you can look through it. Right?
Right, yeah.
All of a sudden you realize you can look through the moon. And so you see the shadow of the moon, and you think, oh, you don't even think about it. It's blue. If it really was the shadow of the moon, it would be black. But it's not. You can look through it.
Right.
Right? So just these little weird little things, and you go, that's crazy. Okay. I'm always a fan of very simple math, right? We talked about this. Very simple math. So if we are on a globe, how fast are we going? Do you know? Do you remember? We're supposedly spinning at 1,000 miles an hour in an easterly direction, right? Slightly tilted, right?
Right.
So we don't even think about that. We go, okay, we're spinning at 1,000 miles in an easterly direction, slightly tilted. So if we were actually spinning, and so it's just a question, right? It's just a question for people to ponder. If we were actually spinning at 1,000 miles an hour in an easterly direction, and you used to take off in a plane going, east, right?
Right.
In doing 500 miles an hour, and the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, you'd never get to your destination.
Correct.
Right?
But the thing that they've come up with now is, well, the atmosphere is also spinning 1,000 miles an hour.
Great. So what do you do when you go westward then? Because then it's saying that the atmosphere is spinning at 1,000 miles in an easterly direction. It's spinning with the spin of the Earth, right?
Right.
That's what they're saying. So technically, if you was to get in a helicopter and just go straight up for 1 hour, just straight up and hover, in 1 hour you'd be 1,000 miles to the west.
Right.
Right. Have you ever done that?
Sounds fun. I mean, right. I'm down for it.
Right.
Be a lot cheaper than actually flying there.
I know, right? Hey, just hopper. That's exactly right. So it's just little things like that we just don't even think about. We don't even talk about. I always thought that was very, very interesting. Now I will say that one of the most powerful statements to say is I don't know. Right.
Right.
So even when we start talking about, well, the Earth is flat and stationary, and it's stationary, there. That opens up a whole other can of worms of, like, many things that we don't know, right?
Right.
But the one thing I do know is that we're not spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and then another couple hundred thousand miles an hour in another direction around the sun. And then in total, and the official narrative is that we travel at about a million miles a day in the shape of a corkscrew, right? Left, right, up and down, right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you can measure that. I don't know how that would even be possible, but okay, we're supposed to just believe the scientists, right?
Right.
Okay.
So when you see a sunset, because we do say the sun is setting,
right?
We don't say the moon. We don't say the earth is going backwards. So when you see the sun set, does it feel like you're moving backwards at 1,000 miles an hour or 600 miles an hour? Does it feel that way?
No.
So these are just interesting things to ponder for me. And I love going down these rabbit holes. And one of the guys on YouTube I like to watch is Eric Dubé, right?
Oh yeah,
he's
Eric's got some good stuff.
He's got some Eric Dubé's got some great videos. It's the topic, and it's always a good sign when the official scientists don't want to debate him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Don't want to debate, because if he was to actually believe the official narrative. Now, what's his name again? What's the name of our official American scientist? I keep forgetting his name now.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, right? So he's the man.
Well, yeah, because now the Earth is pear-shaped.
Now the Earth officially
is pear-shaped,
slightly pear-shaped, right? Do you believe that?
Nope.
So when did you discover, Colin, when did you go down the whole flat Earth thing?
I think just over a year ago.
Yeah.
Just before I met all you guys. So, all my Reading flat Earth buddies.
Yep. So, I had that moment where I called Kim over and the girls, and I said, you know what, I have some bad news, because it took me about 3-4 weeks, and I said, I think I'm a flat earther. And it sounded really weird. It's like, I think I'm a flat earther. But I got to tell you, once I saw it, it was, to me, it was actually very humbling. And I felt really embarrassed for the previous 54 years, right, that I'd been, like, I totally bought the whole narrative, hook, line, and sinker. And just, that's when I started reading the scriptures a little differently, because mm-hmm. it's right there, the firmament.
Right.
Right? The firmament, right? It's firm, it's solid, right? And then what was it? The Operation
Fishbowl.
Operation Fishbowl. Turns out the United States did the whole Operation Fishbowl thing, which if you haven't looked at Operation Fishbowl, that would be a fun one to go look up on YouTube. So the whole thing here is with this full sin conspiracy theorist. Because if you say you're a flat earther, they look at you funny. But nowadays, there's enough people who, when you say it, they go, tell me more.
Yes.
What do you mean? And the whole thing is, like you said, well, why would our government lie to us, right? Why would all of our governments, quote unquote, lie to us? Well, what is the one thing that we're all being prepped for that is no longer a conspiracy theory? And we see it every day, right? Like 15, 20 years ago, you would say UFOs,
oh yeah,
and aliens. Yes. Was a conspiracy theory, right? And now all of a sudden, especially the last 10 years or so, and especially the last 2 years,
yes.
Right? What are you hearing about, right? UFO disclosures.
Yeah.
UFOs, aliens, hundreds of them, all over the place, right? And you can only have that. You can only have that UFO narrative if you have space and planets and all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, what does all this stuff have in common? Asteroids.
Yep.
Fear.
Yep.
Keep everybody in fear.
I think it's keeping everybody in fear, but I also think it's making people think they are irrelevant.
Correct.
And that they have no meaning or purpose. Right.
Right.
Even with this whole pandemic thing, the whole idea was, well, we'll keep people afraid, lock indoors, be afraid of fellow man, and you're you're insignificant, right? There's nothing you can do about it. It's the same thing with the UFO thing, right? it's all to make you feel kind of helpless. But once you see the opposite, you realize that there's actually more to this story, right? So even though it's full sand conspiracy, I would say don't believe anything either one of us is saying at all. Yeah. And do your own research. If you want some fun rabbit holes to go down, definitely don't go to the Flat Earth Society, because that's specifically meant to make you look like an idiot.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I would say on YouTube, even though many of the good ones are definitely censored, Eric Dubay has a great channel, lots of videos. And the new movie, On the Level.
Yes.
On the Level,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. Also, Flat Earth Brothers are really good as well.
Yeah. So that's been a fun journey to go down to. Well, if you have any input on this, good or bad, don't call. But if you but if you have questions, 605-4567. I think this is kind of a fun topic to go down to. This is the end of the first half hour, and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
Yes, it does.
This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone. We are back. This is Nigel, and I got my good buddy Colin here, and we're going full sand conspiracy, right?
Oh yeah.
Which once in a while is a good thing to do. It's kind of fun. Get out of the official narrative, and you know, let's throw some eggs at it. So you know what I've actually enjoyed researching is this whole concept of Tartaria, right? I forgot what the official narrative is, but they don't really want you looking down that whole path, Tartaria. But it was, and Wikipedia is referred to as a kind of an empire in Russia, took up Russia and big part of China before our time. But when you go down that path of what people are calling Tartaria, I think it's kind of become a blanket term for the civilization that was here before us, right? So we're fed this official narrative that, especially in the United States, that Columbus came here and there was nothing here, just some Indians and there was no civilization or nothing, and Columbus landed and it was just wasteland, right?
Right.
But again, when you start to just open your eyes a little bit and just especially open your eyes and ask some simple questions and do a little research, right? Tartaria is kind of a blanket statement for the civilization or the culture that was here before us all over the world, right?
Right.
And you see that, you see the similarities in the civilization of what's left of it in our architecture, right? Especially when you look at some of the old architecture that's still standing. And you look at some of the older architecture here in the United States, and you can look at the the older architecture in South America and the older architecture in Canada and in Asia and in, you know, southern New Zealand, right?
Yeah,
Australia, everywhere. And, my gosh, it's all the same. Like, how did that happen? Have you gone down that rabbit hole a bit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Tell me.
Well, I have discovered that a lot of these cities were destroyed by wars.
Right.
So military goes in and takes out these cities, or burns them.
Dresden. So
the Chicago fires back
Chicago
in.
Chicago fires. Right. All these convenient fires.
Correct. Like we're having now.
Right. The food processing.
Yes.
The food processing plants.
No, that's a coincidence.
That's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
You know, they just missed the runway by about 4 miles.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
You know, but that is true when you start looking at some of the older cities. And the World Fairs, well, Chicago, San Francisco, right, here, New York, and there are a bunch of others. When you start looking up fires in American cities in the 1800s, and you go, oh, my gosh, that's a coincidence. All of these in the early 1900s, right? All these big fires. And then you look at the fires other places of the world, other cities, and oh my gosh, all around the same time, they were all just kind of burned down, right?
Yeah.
So what did you find?
So like with the World Fairs, one of those things is they constructed a city in a matter of like 6 months, like these magnificent cities that we couldn't even build them today. They construct them in 6 months, and then they tore them down a few years later. So they spent millions of dollars to do this just to tear them down. That's odd.
And when we say big cities, all you have to do, thankfully, a lot of the images are still up. But if you look at the look at images from the World Fair, the Chicago World Fair, what was that? Late 1800s, I believe.
Yeah.
And there was even the one in Nebraska. I think it was Nebraska.
Yes.
That was a big one. When we think of Nebraska, we think of flat nothing. But when you look at the World Fair in Nebraska and you look at the gigantic city that was constructed out of nothing, right?
Right.
And then what are we talking, 1800s?
Well, when they had cart and buggy.
Cart and buggy.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah. Horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy, right? And no electricity. I think the electricity was just about being quote unquote invented.
Right. Right.
There was no electricity, and they quote unquote erected these things in record time. So what was interesting about that for me is when you start going back to the old newspaper articles, which you can still find. Right, from the 1800s.
Yeah.
late 1800s, where people were actually describing what they had found in what we call the United States of America as they traveled westward, because they actually found the cities, right? They found these cities that we say were built in the late 1800s or 1900s, right? And I've sent a few people down this rabbit hole, including... San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you look at San Francisco and you see the video, and there's plenty of videos, but the video of San Francisco in 1906 going down Market Street in 1906, right? And all you're going to do is just stop and just like ask yourself a couple of questions, because when you see San Francisco in 1906, it looks like a city of about 500,000, give or take. Maybe between 500,000 and a million. I mean, it looks like it's a big city, right?
Right.
And it's all built up. When you look at a city like San Francisco in 1906, and you look at it, and you ask yourself with just a plain plain question. How long do you think it would take to construct that city? Right? And anybody with a clear frame of mind would say that probably took a solid 100 years, 50 years to get to that point. Right? But this is 1906. And according to the official narrative, somewhere in the mid-1800s, there were about 50,000 people in San Francisco. And then by 1900, there was like 100,000 people. So all of a sudden, so the official narrative is there are about 100,000 people who are living in this city that looks like it's a city of 500,000. And they apparently built that in 20 years. Right?
Yeah.
So...
So real quick, one thing that comes to mind is when they were building the bridge going across Shasta Lake, just before Lakehead, took, what, 10 years to build?
Yep.
Amazing.
One bridge, 10 yes. years, right?
But they built that city. Yeah.
But they built that
20 years.
That city of 500,000 people in a matter of 20 years. It took 3 or 4 years to build this one building here in downtown Reading, right? So then the question becomes, so you look at this giant city, San Francisco, 1906, and you go, okay, I wonder what the window business was like. What was the window the window industry in San Francisco in, let's say, the late 1800s? Did they have the facilities and the factories to, manufacture, what, 100 million windows?
Right.
Glass factories. How many door handles? How many door handles when you look at this city, when you look at San Francisco in 1906? And you go, how many door handles alone were required to build that city? And did they have the industry to make that happen? And you start to look at it and you go, okay, there's something not quite right here. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little far-fetched for me.
Right? And then, so when you go down the Tartary thing, actually my favorite, so the whole American, the official American narrative doesn't make any sense, right?
Right.
Doesn't mean we know exactly what happened, right? Because there's still many things were erased, right? And when you start talking to people who go down those rabbit holes, you realize the Smithsonian has taken quite a bit of evidence, shall we say, from the Grand Canyon and some of these other places. Where if you wanted to research it, it's been taken away from you, right?
Right.
And I know firsthand of some people who went down those rabbit holes and they would just said, don't go there.
Yeah.
You can't go there, no. And so Tartaria leads to one of my favorite topics that I'm actually digging into now, and that's the whole star forts. And people go, what are star forts? Right.
Well, the perfect example one is Statue of Liberty sitting on a star fort.
Statue of Liberty is sitting on top of a
star fort. They filled it in with concrete. Yeah.
It's a very small star city,
yes.
Star Fort, right? probably one of my favorite YouTube channels again. Ooh, I think everybody who comes across this channel is at least enlightened a little bit and starts asking questions. That's John Levy.
Yes,
John Levy. Or Levi, L-E-V-I. He's got a great channel where he just questions everything, right? Just question everything. Doesn't mean you know the answers. Right? Doesn't mean you know everything that happened, but at least look at things and realize what we're being told doesn't add up at all.
Right.
Right. And so the Tartary thing, the American history piece, the old buildings, cathedrals, that's a whole other rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
Cathedrals, right? With the organs. Organ.
Yeah. Well, and also the giant doors on the cathedrals, and then they make the small, tiny door for us humans to walk
right.
through.
Right.
Okay, that's so, another one.
Why were the original doors 40 feet high?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we have a question that? We go, no, we just walk right through them. And so it's kind of a fun thing to go, why is that?
Well, John Levy has a really good one on his. I think the door is probably 60 feet tall, and then little... humans down at the bottom.
Maybe the 60 feet doors is for the ego.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you'd hit it, but.
So I love the whole topic of the star forts, because you realize when you look at it that there's no way There's no way that we could just take a hammer and chisel and make them.
Well, the cool thing is you can look up on DuckDuckGo, Google.
Google Earth. You can see them.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they actually have a list that you can go to and find all the star forts. Fort Bragg is a star fort.
Yeah. Turns out there's thousands of them.
Yes.
So, excellent. Thank you very much, Mr. Collin, and we will be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least three realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Full Sand Conspiracy. This is our first shot. This is my first shot doing a conspiracy show. I have no clue how to do this. I don't sound anywhere near as cool as Art Bell. One of the treats for me, if you're, I don't know what age bracket this was fall into, but I remember about 20 years ago just driving between L.A. and Vegas in the middle of the night, and you listen to Art Bell, coast to coast. He was broadcasting out of Pahrump, and he'd have all these aliens, alien stories over the radio, and here you are in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, it's a great vibe. And sometimes it's, how do you say this? Sometimes it's cool just to get out of that 9-to-5. I'm being facetious here, but, you know, we get so, I don't say brainwashed, because it sounds such a negative word. But what you got, Mr. Jared? Message from chat. Skinwalkers. Somebody said, what do we know about skinwalkers? I went down the skinwalk. Have you checked in skinwalkers?
I think it may
have. The Skinwalker
have.
Ranch.
It's been a while. I'm on other rabbit holes.
Well, we can send that, though.
Yeah.
There's Skinwalker Ranch, I know, in Nevada. And it's specifically, it's called Skinwalker Ranch for a reason. All right. I think that falls more into the category of the Native American, what is it? I don't say demons, that's the wrong word, but there's a whole category of phenomenon when you go into Arizona and Nevada that, they have the portals. Remember we started looking at the Stargates. They actually have,
They actually have
the Stargate, right?
Oh, well, in the movie. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And so the Southwest is a very interesting piece of geography in and of itself. And if you want, we're going to give you some rabbit holes here. Here's a good rabbit hole. It's a very good question to ask for you. There is a telescope down in Arizona, and it's called Lucifer, right? And it's called Lucifer, and I forgot the name of the mountain it's on, but you can look it up. But NASA and the Vatican fought tooth and nail for I don't know how many years with the Native Americans for that specific spot on top of the mountain to put their telescope.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, out of all the mountains around, right, thousands of mountains, NASA and the Vatican wanted Lucifer, the Lucifer telescope on top of that specific mountain, that specific spot, right?
Yeah.
And when you, and they even went to court, right? They went to court. I don't know how many years they went to court and how much they had to pay and all this kind of stuff. But they ended up with their telescope, Lucifer, on the mountain in Arizona. And when you ask the Native Americans why that specific mountain and that specific location, and they will tell you when you research it, for them that was their Stargate. That was their Stargate location, where, according to them anyway, that's where, how do you say this? It's kind of funny saying it over the window, but where they made contact with the other dimensions, right?
Yes.
And entities came through, passed through. They came and went as they pleased.
Just like similar to CERN.
Similar to CERN, which is happening right now,
yes.
Right? That's an interesting one. What? Yeah. Yeah, right across the street.
It's Saturn, yes.
Right across the street, right? So, and it's true. CERN, they're actually trying to make their own Stargate.
Yeah.
Go through it in different directions. So the question is, if you could go through one of those gates, would you do it?
Would I?
Yeah, you.
No. I'm happy here. We can't get off the Earth. We can't go to the moon.
That's right.
I'm good.
You're good?
I'll keep doing my research.
Research it, but don't necessarily need to touch it, right?
Yes. Well, especially because it's called Lucifer, I'm going to stay away from that one.
Right. Well, the Lucifer thing is just kind of interesting because it turns out that we give this guy or give this entity many different names, right? And the bottom line is we don't really have a clue of what it looks like, right?
Right.
All I do know is that the whole purpose for Lucifer's existence is to deceive us, right?
Right.
Is to deceive.
Well, and what does NASA mean in Hebrew?
You got it.
To deceive.
Right.
Okay. Just a little tidbit.
And when the disciples ask Jesus when will the end come, the very first thing he says, he doesn't even answer, they give him a date. The very first thing he says is, don't be deceived.
Yeah.
Right. So, as we approach the end of this full send conspiracy hour, let's see if there's there's so much we didn't touch on. Clones. I know you like the whole clone thing.
Oh man, we got to get back into Hollywood.
Well, the clone factories.
Oh yeah.
You know what's kind of funny is how many songs there are when you actually dissect them. How many songs there are about them being clones. That's what's kind of funny. And we go, that's silly. I don't know. How old are you?
42.
So. Anyway, there was a big hoopla way, way back then when they, quote-unquote, cloned the very first sheep.
Yes, I think Dolly the Lamb.
Dolly the Lamb. And we were like, oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah.
And we threw a big stink. One thing I've learned is when they announce that they're going to do something, that they're about to do something, it usually means they've done it for the last 20 years.
At least.
Right?
Yeah.
And so... the whole clone thing, even though it hasn't really been my thing, to be honest with you, because it's I don't want to say it's boring, but it's like, I'll buy it to a certain extent, because if they can clone a sheep, they can clone anything, right?
Correct.
And people are spending $100,000 to clone their cat,
right?
Right, or their favorite chicken. So, I'm sure there's something there. Do you remember a company called Clonade?
Are they in Canada?
Yeah, exactly right. Good memory. Right? There was a company up in Canada called Clonade, and people thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. And then you look at it a little more seriously, and you follow the links. The key to all these things is to follow the links, right? Because so many times the homepage is just icing on the cake. But you got to click through the links.
Yeah.
Right? So this leads to where we are now, right? So I would say many in the truther community, and I will say even though we sound like we're nuts, which is great,
I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with that. I will say many, many people are waking up every day, and in their gut, they know something's not right. Right?
I agree.
They can't always verbalize it. But they just know that something's not right. So even just now, right?
Right. Well, I mean, another thing too, like, why would I pick the whole flat earth belief just to be ridiculed by everybody? I mean, at work, I'm the conspiracy nut job. I'm fine with it.
I'll take it.
I can show you a few proofs if you want, but most people deny it, so. But that's okay.
So do people make fun of you?
Yeah, they do. They made fun of me when they said they were going to force a vaccine, and I was right. Weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in Ottawa, they're now up to jab number 5.
Ooh.
Right. So 2 weeks to flatten the curve led to what I think we're on day 900 now. Right. So we can end with this. I would say for those who know in their heart that something's not right, can't quite verbalize it, right? But you know that we're in interesting times, and what we had in 2019 is gone, right? And that's not coming back, right? And the truth is, it's been gone for a long time. And I would say in this country, they've been planning this for a long time, it started when you agreed to take your shoes off at the airport, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if it's all on the back of your $1 bill, right? It's kind of funny, right? If you look at your $1 bill, the front is interesting, right? The little owl there on the top right that you can't even see.
Yeah. Magnifying glass.
But when you just look at the story that's on the back of the $1 bill, the one eye, right? In God we trust. Which God is that, right?
I think it's actually Gad.
Well, I started to go down who that actually is, but it's not. Yes. But it's not who we say, yes, who we think it is, right?
Correct.
When the average person in America looks at, oh, in God we trust.
Yeah, no,
that's not it, right? All right. And announcing the birth of the age of the new order, whatever that means.
Yeah. So I'm going to add something with the all-seeing eye on the pyramid. Mm-hmm. So you can actually draw a perfect pentagram and spell the word Mason out of it.
Yep.
So just a little tidbit.
Yep. This is one of them. He's looking at his $1 bill. Jared, see the $1 bill? And we don't pay attention to it.
No.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Star of David above the eagle.
Yep. And the uneven number of feathers on the eagle's
13,
wings.
Right?
No, one's 32, one's 33, I believe. And
I'm thinking of the leaves and the arrows.
And you notice how on the front there's two ovals and one shield around the ones.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a little dot there on the top left of the shield, right? A little dot. If you're not paying attention to it, but when you actually magnify that, is the owl.
Yes.
Same owl as in Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that'll. That'll send you down.
It all ties together.
Right. It also all ties together.
So, at least for me, it does.
Yeah. But this is a fun topic.
We need to do this.
Jared,
again.
Were you entertained? At least a little bit?
It was entertaining.
There you go.
I can't deny that.
There you go. It's a good thing. So let's see. We can end with. Okay. Let's make a prediction. All right. Where do you see us going next 6 months? We have 2 minutes.
Well, if everybody's not preparing,
I've noticed a lot of people here, even here in Reading, right in the supermarkets, they're buying a lot of food.
I would recommend people get some food if you don't have food.
Right.
Maybe a little fuel on hand.
A little fuel. And around here, stock up on your ammo. Your guns and ammo.
Yes. Ammo is not a bad thing to stock
right.
up on.
But I have noticed that a lot of people here in town, right in the supermarkets, they're buying food. A lot of food stocking up, right? Because they can feel something's coming.
Yeah.
So, well, Mr. Colin, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
For joining this full sand conspiracy. If we sound like complete nut jobs, that's fine. But if one or two of you decide to go down and research people like Eric Dubé, I would do that.
Yes.
John Levy, I would absolutely do that.
Yes, for sure.
Right? Autodidactic is excellent. I love Campbell from Australia. and a few others.
There we go. Ryan, I would do Ryan Zim as well. He has a really good video with Aylin Childs, and he goes down the whole Freemasonry stuff on that one.
That's a good one. So, thank you very much for listening, and I think we'll be back with our regular show next week. Thank you very much.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.